Well, I want to welcome you to a very special edition of The Power to Change today. I'm really grateful to be connecting with you like this one-on-one Bible study format. I want to introduce you to our newest release, 2021, of the revolution that is changing people's lives from the inside out. This revolution is changing this world one life at a time, beginning with yours and mine. Many of you know that a few years ago, God called me to call America and the nations of the world to a fast from wrong thinking. Now, this is not a fast from food, so eat all you want, but this is a fast from wrong mentalities, wrong mindsets, the mindsets that defeat us and hold us in prison to our past or to our pain. And I was so frustrated in my own life, seeing in so many other people's lives the effort to change while seeing little results. That's when I believed I heard God speak to me, and he said, announce a 40-day fast. A 40-day fast, I was like, God, no way, I can't do it. I can't do it, I'm not gonna do it, Lord. And God calmed me down and he said, no, not a fast from food. Did you hear me? Not a fast from food. Thank you, Lord. But a fast from wrong thinking. There's a place for that, but this is a fast from wrong thinking. And I heard the Lord say, the breakthrough people truly need in this hour will come from fasting from wrong thinking. Since that day, the response has been overwhelming. Over 500,000 people have joined me for this 40-day fast from wrong thinking. This is the secret to the healthy soul, because soul health equals whole health. It affects every area of our lives. And I've received hundreds and thousands of responses, testimonies, messages testifying to that miracle of soul health. People that have been set free from fear, anxiety, panic attacks, from depression, people delivered from addictions, people that have found healing and they found peace of mind. Their lives are changing, their families are getting saved, because that's what happens when you change the way you think. It activates God's grace and God's power in your life. In fact, I got a testimony here from Rachel that I want to read to you. She was fasting from wrong thinking for a few days. She said, I praise God that you were obedient to God. I don't want to think where my life would be without going through this fast from wrong thinking. As I went through the daily emails, she said, I was healed of a lifetime of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. She said, if you've never had it, you don't want to know what it's like. I praise God that he's healed me, and I thank him daily. What a powerful testimony. And that's just one of so many thousands of other miracles and testimonies we've received over our years of fasting from wrong thinking. And some of you out there joining me today have had an amazing experience already with our fast from wrong thinking, and I want to hear from you. Send me your story. Tell me about your story of transformation. The link is on your screen now. Like Rachel, I heard from her. I would love to hear from you. Or from another lady in Mexico, Marisol from Sonora, Mexico, who said, when I fast from wrong thinking, it's like a bomb destroying all the destructive mindsets that were in my life. And you know what? She's exactly right. When you fast from negative thoughts, it's like a bomb destroying the things in life that are trying to destroy you, hold you back, limit you from your God-given rights and your destiny as a child of God. You see, fasting from wrong thinking dismantles the strongholds, the mindsets of failure and fear, and helps you fix what nothing else has been able to. So as it reads in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, it says, we're destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we're taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, the obedience of what Jesus did for us on the cross. You see, we're going to address the wrong thinking that impacts our emotions the most, our health, our finances, our relationships. We're going to deal with the main thoughts that are at work in us, in our minds, to defeat us. So listen, here is where we need to start. Because so often we think it's out there somewhere, our solution. But the problem is not somebody else. The problem is not our circumstances. The problem is not our government or our upbringing. The problem starts right here between our ears. The problem gets fixed right here between our ears as well. It's our minds. Just like Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks within, so is he. You see, as we shift our thinking, we lift our lives. A shift brings a lift. And this revolution will bring an evolution of real effortless change from the inside out. Today, we're going to be like a caterpillar stepping into the cocoon of God's word and his love. And in 40 days, about 6 weeks, you'll see the butterfly truly emerge from the cocoon in your life with healing in its wings, with healing in your wings, just like the Bible describes in Malachi chapter 4. As we wrap our minds with the word of God, strategically taught step by step, which is what this is, it'll help you discover the new you, the new powerful you, and it starts right now. Now listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start by reading out of Ephesians 3:20 and have this one-on-one Bible study. Listen to what it says. Now to him that is able, say that out loud after me. Now to him that is able. Not only is God willing, but he's able. It says, to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above and beyond all that we can ask or think. Wow, what a powerful promise of what God will do. But what's our part? Notice in verse 20, he says our part. It says, his power is at work within us. God said he's able to do above and beyond all that we can ask or think when we give him our thoughts, when we give him our requests and our thoughts. He's going to do exceeding abundantly beyond what we can ask or think according to the power that works within us. And the power that works within us is our thought life. The power that works within you right now is your thought life, your way of thinking. Not having a bad thought here, having a bad thought there. It's our systematic way of thinking. Jesus explained this reality in Mark 7, verse 21, when he said, from our heart come evil thoughts, which lead to destructive behaviors and destructive living. Thought patterns become habits and life patterns and behavioral patterns that destroy us. So many Christians have it backwards. We all want to change on the outside. We all want to see change on the outside, but we don't deal with the way we think on the inside. How many watching for a moment right now, how many watching spend at least 30 minutes a day getting ready for your day? I do. I did today, in fact. And because why? We take a while getting ready sometimes, some more than others. But I'm telling you, if you'll just spend 5 or 6 moments with me developing these new patterns of thinking each day for 40 days, you'll never be the same. And I'm going to help you walk through it step by step. All you have to do is open up the email I send you absolutely free and go through the points, that one thought per day and 5 things that will conquer each and every one of those thoughts per day. You see, real change happens from the inside out. And as you may have heard me say, it's kind of a funny little illustration, but if you were to take a little pig and curl his little pigtail and put a nice little tuxedo on that pig and spray some Chanel No. 5 over that pig, I tell you this, as soon as that pig goes outside, as soon as he sees some mud, he's going to jump right back into that mud. He doesn't care. You might have put a tuxedo on him. You might have rented one for 50, 100 bucks. He doesn't care at all. He's jumping in the mud. Why? Because that's what pigs do. He's still the little pig on the inside. Changing the outside doesn't change him from within. And for us as believers, when we got saved, our spirit became brand new, but our mind still needs to be transformed. Even me, after over 35 years of being saved, I'm still renewing my mind. I'm still being transformed in my thinking so I don't jump back into my muddy past. Can anybody say amen to that? This is what I call dismantling the mindsets of fear, of failure, and defeat. That's why I'm on a mission to help transform this world one life at a time, one thought at a time, starting with you and me together. So I'm declaring a fast. I'm declaring a fast today for you and me. Not a fast from food. Thank you, Jesus. So eat what you want. In fact, I call this the all-you-can-eat fast from wrong thinking. Eat whatever you want. There's a place for fasting from food, but this fast is going to change you from the inside out, and the results will last a lifetime. We're going to fast from wrong thinking, which will create the life that God said is above and beyond anything we can ask or think. We're going to fast from negative mindsets and mentalities, and we're going to feast on freedom, healing, and peace. We can't change our living until we change our believing. And right believing leads to right living. Right believing, though, starts with thinking God's way. You know, people have been confused about repentance for years. Repentance is actually to change one's mind, and then by your mind changing, it changes your direction. Change happens from the inside out. The momentum starts from the inside. It's really that simple. It's a way of thinking. A way of thinking is a mindset. A mindset. It's like setting the thermostat of your house or your car at a certain temperature, and then you let the mechanics of the HVAC equipment take it from there. The temperature rises or falls based on where you set the thermostat, right? And so it is with our life. Your thought life sets the temperature for your daily life. For example, let's set the thermostat for a moment regarding who we are. Because one of the secrets to a happy, victorious life is understanding who you really are and not letting anyone else define you and not letting your past define you. So what does God say you are? Who does God say you are? We're going to set the thermostat there. God says you're his son or daughter. Say, I'm his son or daughter. God says you're his dearly loved child. So I say, I'm his dearly loved child. You say that. God says you're a king and a priest in his royal family. Say, I'm a king or a priest in his royal family. You're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Listen, you truly are everything God says you are. And it doesn't matter, and I've learned this, it doesn't matter how others see me, if they see me less than or if they see me inferior. My life doesn't rise to the temperature they set on my thermostat. My life rises to the temperature I've set the thermostat on, even if it doesn't look like it or feel like it at first. When it's cold, you set the thermostat on heat. It takes a while to catch up, so relax. Give it some time. Give God time. Everything in my life began to change when I realized and began to think about how God likes me now, how he sees me and how he likes me. Not only does he like me, but in fact, he loves me and he loves you too. But I began to renew my mind to the scriptures that say how precious that I am to God, how important I am to him. And you know what happened? I started seeing myself that way because I started thinking that way. And as I saw myself that way, and as I thought that way, it gave me peace, it gave me confidence, it gave me victory that could have only come from God's way of looking at me. You know, I'm reminded of a great scripture in Romans chapter 2, verse 4. The last part of it says, it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. Most Christians have thought, or so many Christians have thought, if I just repent, then God will be good to me. And God says, no, that's wrong thinking. I'm telling you, it's wrong thinking. It's the opposite. It's when you discover God's goodness, when you tangibly experience God's goodness, that leads you to repentance. When you discover his love, it leads you to stop struggling for the attention, the affection, the approval of others. You see, when you experience one act of God's goodness, you won't want to go back to a life without it. You won't want to go back to that old way of thinking. You see, religion says, worldly religion or fake religion says, you better stop doing that or God won't love you. And you hear it in your voice. I better stop doing that so that God will forgive me. No, that's not how God doesn't forgive you when you stop doing something. God forgave you on the cross. God wants you to discover his goodness, because when you do, it will lead to repentance. Or as the Message Bible says in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, in kindness, he takes us firmly by the hand and leads us into radical life change. You see, it's God bringing this change in your life. It's his goodness leading you into this radical, revolutionary life change. You know, I love the story of when Jesus met Peter, when Peter met Jesus for the first time. You know, when Peter met Jesus, he didn't fall on his knees at Jesus' feet yet. He just let him in his boat. And Jesus told him, let's go deep. And he said, let down your nets for a catch. And at first, Peter argued like some of us do. And like I did with fasting when I first heard the voice of God, but it's fasting from wrong thinking. Remember that. But Peter argued and he said, no, Lord, we fished all night. We caught nothing. But then Peter did what God told him to do, did what Jesus told him to do. And guess what happened? Peter caught a boat sinking catch of fish. And by doing so, also caught a glimpse of the goodness and the generosity of God. Then, what happened next in Luke chapter 5? It says, when Peter saw this goodness, he fell at Jesus' feet in repentance. What led him to fall at Jesus' feet? When he saw the goodness, when he saw the generosity, it led him to repentance. Now, why aren't we seeing more people fall at the feet of Jesus? Because religious churchianity has been preaching about the wrath of God, the judgment of God, the punishment of God, rather than the goodness of God. The Bible doesn't say that the judgment of God will lead us to repentance. It says the goodness of God leads us to repentance. It was good that he sent Jesus. It was good that he loved us. It was good that he gave us these promises. Many have been taught, love God more, and he'll bless you. That's what I call backward thinking. Look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. It says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Do you see that? He loves us and then he washes us. Religion has taught us the opposite, that God must wash us first and then he'll really love us. But that's wrong thinking. And for many of us, our transformation must start right here, realizing that he loves you just the way you are, but doesn't leave you the way you are. Just say that out loud. He loves me. Just say that out loud right now. He loves me. I know that sounds so simple, but we're setting the thermostat. We're setting the thermostat on our mind under the temperature of God's love for us. He doesn't love me because I'm so holy or perfect. I'm not. He doesn't love me because I cleaned up my act. He loves me, period. And then, because he loves me, he washes me in his blood and makes me a king and a priest and does it for you as well. Believing right is the gateway to living right. Your thought life will produce your day-by-day life. Well, listen, I got one more story for you. And then we'll close one or two more stories. But before I do, listen to this testimony by Paul. He said, I've been receiving the daily Fast from Wrong Thinking devotionals now for 1 week, and it seems they were tailor-made especially for me. I now know how to negate my anxiety attacks without having to visit my doctor for yet another prescription, he said. I look forward to completing my 40-day devotional and moving on to the next chapter in my life-changing journey. Only after 7 days, he had already began to experience the transformation and the freedom. This is what I'm talking about. Real people like you and me experiencing lasting change from the inside out. You're next, right? I tag you. You're it next. Change can and will happen for you. Simply sign up and continue this journey for 40 days with me. Okay, now one more story. Remember Jesus in the boat with his disciples. The storm hit that boat and the winds and the waves beat against the boat. And where was Jesus? He was asleep on the other side of the pillow. What was he doing? Why was he sleeping? Because he had peace and joy and rest on the inside. The disciples were afraid, but Jesus had so much peace in the midst of the storm that he could sleep in the midst of the storm. The miracle of the story is not that Jesus calmed the storm, although he certainly did. The miracle is that he could have so much peace in the midst of the storm. You can have peace in the midst of the storm, because the mind that is stayed on him, Isaiah says, he will keep in perfect peace. So often I tried to calm the storms and tried to avoid the storm, so then I would have peace, but it doesn't work like that. That's what the disciples thought, but Jesus said, no. You got to have peace based on what you think, and then the storm won't control you. You'll be free from anxiety in your thought life, and then the storm will lose its power. You'll be free from fear-filled thoughts in your thought life, and then the storm will lose its power. The current conditions will lose their power. The control of this world system will lose its power over you. You won't be afraid or concerned or anxious about what's next in life because you have peace on the inside. And that peace on the inside will produce peace on the outside. It will get you to the other side. That's why Jesus could say, peace be still. He was speaking out of the authority of something that had already been working on the inside of them, on the inside of him, and he's given you and me that power. I want you to say this out loud. In Jesus' name, the power of God is already inside of me. Say that. The power of God is already inside of me. The power of God is working within me. I know who I am. I am chosen. I'm above only, and I'm more than a conqueror. Now, I just listed a few things, and why am I saying those things? Because that's how I think. And as you begin to think this way, it's not just repeating a few words, it's renewing your mind systematically, step by step. And when I speak it out from the inside of me, it overpowers the things around me by the power working in me. When you change the way you think about yourself, you'll never be the same. But it starts with your thinking. As a man thinks, so is he. It's time to discover the greatness inside of you. It's already there. We just need to activate who you are. We need to uncover the treasure within you. The treasure within you is who God says you are. Think about that. All the most valuable things in this world, where are they? They're buried in the earth. And when we uncover them, gold, silver, rubies, diamonds, oil, precious things, they have to be unearthed. And so the treasure inside of you has to be unearthed. I'm out of time telling you all the testimonies of people fasting from wrong thinking, being delivered from suicidal thoughts, breaking free from addictions, from drugs, alcohol, delivered from mental illness, depression, marriages healed, families saved, people set free from anger. And the common denominator every time when I get these testimonies is, when I changed how I thought, it changed my life. And the good news is, it's going to happen for you as well. When you change the way you think, everything else is going to get better and better. So listen, it's time for us to get to the other side. It's time to jump in this with me for this 40-day journey. Forget the things that are behind. There's a life and freedom and joy waiting for you as you change the way you think. Listen, what's next then? How do we move forward in this? It's really simple. I want to go on this journey with you. I want to coach you. I want to mentor you. I want you to experience the joy and the victory. Jump in this cocoon of transformational thinking with me, and your wings are going to emerge with healing in them. You and me are going to do it together. So during the next 40 remarkable days, I'm going to teach you how to replace wrong thoughts with God's thoughts. I'm going to help you get your eyes off your past, off your pain, and we're going to lift our eyes from our present limitations and walk in our destiny together. I want to send you a free devotion to your inbox every day from me to you for 40 days, which will systematically change your thinking. This is where our lives are changed from the inside out. It's not a struggle, and it doesn't have to be a struggle anymore with things on the outside, because the beauty of this 40-day fast from wrong thinking is it's simple, it's practical, it happens on the inside. It's not a fast from food. It's a fast from wrong ways of thinking. So call right now, or go to my website and sign up for free for this fast from wrong thinking to receive my personal 40 daily emails absolutely free. And when you call, I'd like to ask if you would sow a gift to help others find this freedom. I also have several opportunities and my gifts that my announcer will tell you about. There's so many. I want you to get this leather-bound fast from wrong thinking book, my book, The Power to Change Today. This jump drive that'll have so much material on it, it'll change your life. In fact, we put this whole system together to experience the above and beyond life that God has for you, above and beyond just the emails. I want to put the best seeds in your hands to see what you've always been destined for, what God has for you. The emails I'm going to send you every day are absolutely free, but let me also get into your hands this fast from wrong thinking revolution collection, I call it. The emails are my seed sown into your life for miraculous change. And when you call, I'm asking you to plant the best seeds you can into the kingdom of God. And you can get these resources in your life, and we can get this fast from wrong thinking in the entire world, one life at a time, one thought at a time. My announcer is going to tell you more, and I'll be right back to pray for you. Watch this.
Accelerate your fast from wrong thinking with Pastor Gregory Dickow's 5-CD teaching series, Fast from Wrong Thinking, featuring the same messages and principles you just heard and much more. We will rush this out to you with any gift of $30 or more. With a gift of $60 or more, we will send you the entire Fast From Wrong Thinking system, which includes the original DVD and CD teaching series, Fast From Wrong Thinking, the latest printing of Fast From Wrong Thinking, and a beautiful leather-bound Fast From Wrong Thinking journal to capture your thoughts and notes on your journey. With an extraordinary gift of $150 or more, Gregory Dickow will include his all-time best-selling hardback book, The Power to Change Today, personally signed as his thank you for supporting the ministry. This 255-page hardback book, it not only includes a discussion of spiritual and common sense wisdom, but also reveals the story of Gregory Dickow's personal journey through a painful childhood, a crisis of faith, and a miracle conversion. You will receive the Power to Change Today hardback book and everything you see on your screen. Plus, if you call right now, Pastor Gregory Dickow will include 10 of his all-time favorite teachings on right thinking, producing right living in his brand new digital jump drive card. Don't wait. We need to hear from you today. Your gift will be used to reach our goal of 13.8 million souls saved and lives transformed this year. Our operators are standing by to take your call. Or you can go online right now to GregoryDickow.tv.
All right, well, I want you to call me right now or go to GregoryDickow.tv and take advantage of this amazing collection that will change your life. Fasting From Wrong Thinking is going to change your life forever. And your gift will help us reach our goal of millions, over 13 million this year that we want to see saved and transformed with your help. Now let me pray for you. Father, I thank you that you're giving hope to every person watching right now, hope for transformation in their life, hope that the power of darkness and anxiety, worry and fear, sickness and disease, inferiority is broken off of them today in Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, I want to encourage you to connect with me online, Facebook, Instagram. Join me, follow me. I look forward to being right back with you here next Sunday. Get involved in Fasting From Wrong Thinking. If you don't have a church, check out lifechangeschurch.com. And don't miss our next broadcast. I can't wait to see you then. God bless.